Amen. Welcome. It's an honor to be here with all of you. Pastor Kyle and Elevate City Church, you guys are doing an incredible work in your community and around the world. And that is God's heart, that we would leave no part of his earth untouched, but that we would bring the incredible light of Jesus Christ to the ends of the earth, to the utmost. The question is, are you a part of that? You can be part, you can sit on a pew all day long, or you can get in the game. And God wants you in the game. And Elevate as a whole, you guys are in the game doing an incredible work. But again, my name's Corey Nichols. I'm with Destiny Rescue. I'm our National Director of Development, and I travel around the United States inspiring audiences, young and old alike, to get involved in the fight of human trafficking, that they would connect with God's heart to fight for the most vulnerable in our world, that they can have a chance to dream again, that they can have a chance to live out their God-given destiny and true freedom. And so, Elevate, it's an honor to be here. It's an honor to partner with you guys. I want to give honor to my parents, Mike and Sherry Nichols. It is an honor to be your son. And that you would raise me up to know God. To the challenges and the struggles of life, to have parents that believe in you, that want you to flourish and succeed. And I know many of you here, you face challenging situations, maybe in family life. But we have a Heavenly Father that can heal us and cause us to succeed. And so if you don't get it in your natural family, I'm here today to tell you you can get it with a Heavenly Father that loves you unconditionally and wants to do something incredible with your life. So I've titled my message today, let me turn this on, Your Yes Matters. Your Yes Matters. God wants you to do something significant in this earth, not just to get to heaven, but to make a difference, to leave your mark. He wants you to release the potential he's put in you, the gifts, the spiritual gifts, the talents and abilities, not to leave it wasted on things that don't matter in this world, but that you would fulfill your God-given destiny and purpose. And I'm here today to tell you that your yes matters. What books will be written? What inventions created? What businesses established to make a difference and leave your mark in this world for the kingdom of God? God has so much potential in this room that can shake this world. And he wants to use you, not just your neighbor. He wants to use you. Amen. Your yes matters. 2 Chronicles 16:9 says this, "For the eyes of the Lord search to and fro throughout the entire earth, that he might strongly support him whose heart is completely devoted to him." Do I have any hearts in here that are devoted to God, that is willing to go anywhere, do anything that he asks of you? In other words, you're saying yes to him. God said in a conversation with himself, "And who will go for us?" And Isaiah said, "Here I am, Lord, send me." In other words, he said, "Yes, I'm available. I'm willing. I'll do whatever you want, no matter how hard it is." God wants you to say yes. He wants you to respond to him. And so my heart today is, as I begin to communicate God's heart for people around the world, especially children that are enslaved in our world today, that you would ask, what part am I to play in this fight? That God would stir your heart and you'd be sensitive to his promptings. Your yes matters. I want to share a story of a 16-year-old girl. I used to live in Thailand, and I was doing undercover work with our founder, and we were sitting in a brothel, and we were sitting with this beautiful 16-year-old girl, and she had an overcoat on, but her number was called to get up on a stage, and she was stripped of her dignity. And when she was up on the stage, she was trying to cover herself up, and she was rocking back and forth, hoping that that moment would end, and it went on and on and on. The other girls were dancing all sexy, but she was just trying to cover herself up in absolute shame, and she was staring off into space. And that was a defining moment in my life, and God spoke to me, but I'll get to that in a second. But we were able to eventually rescue this 16-year-old girl, but it wasn't for 4 months later. You know why? Her own parents sold her into the brothel to pay off a debt for them. She didn't have the freedom to leave because of the cultural mindsets that they had. In a shame, honor-based culture like Thailand, you can't go against what your parents say, otherwise it brings dishonor to the family and shame to the family. So she's stuck in that horrific environment, wrestling, knowing every single moment she was there, she hated it. She despised it. She despised herself, the worthlessness that she felt. But we were able to rescue her, and today she's gotten a college education because of the work of Destiny Rescue. That is God's heart, that we would deliver, that we would rescue. We have the ultimate rescuer in our life that has rescued us from eternal hell, and because of that, he wants us to be little rescuers in our world today. Human trafficking is a global issue. It affects every country in our world in all 50 states. It's the fastest growing illegal enterprise in our world today, bringing in $150 billion a year. $99 billion of it is specific to sexual exploitation. 93% of all trafficking takes place in the developing world. In other words, places like Thailand, India, Cambodia, that they don't have the infrastructure to fight this issue well. They're law enforcement. They don't have the resources and manpower and tools to do it. So they rely on organizations like ours that will come alongside them to defend children. And sadly, there's an estimated 1.2 million children trafficked each year. That equates to one child every 26 seconds. So by the time I get done speaking today, about 70 children will be trafficked somewhere in our world. That's not okay. It's not okay with God that injustice continues to grow and climb when the church is in our world today. We should be a bright light of hope pushing back darkness. Are you in the game? Your yes does matter. Your mark in this world does matter. And God wants to use average, ordinary people when he can put his extraordinary power on it. You can do great exploits. Proverbs 31:8-9 says, speak up for those that cannot speak for themselves. Ensure justice for those being crushed. Yes, speak up for the poor and helpless and see that they get justice. That's God's heart for us. And Elevate City Church. You know, I did say I grew up in a great family, but I lived my own painful journey. I remember in fifth grade, daydreaming one day, listening to why kids were bought and sold, or men, women, and children based off the color of their skin back in the 1600s, 1700s, 1800s. And I remember thinking, it welled up inside me, why was I born in this generation and not back then to stomp out that evil? When people are treated as less than animals, they're treated as property based off the color of their skin when they were created in the image of Almighty God. And they have intrinsic worth and value. And as a fifth grader, I remember saying, why, God? Little did I know that that was a seed that God had planted in my heart 27 years ago. Pay attention to what he speaks to you as a child. And don't let anybody take that dream away from you. He wants to use you to do something extraordinary. Well, fast forward. 16, my parents went through a difficult divorce. And, you know, I didn't at the time understand all the dynamics of challenges in relationships. All I knew that I was a hurting individual when my family was split up. And many of you probably faced similar situations. And you could get so angry and bitter at life and remain on the sidelines. And I was that way for many years. But the week that happened, I was a hurting person. I had a close family friend. They ended up spending the night, and I woke up to him sexually molesting me in that very week that happened. And sometimes, people, when you are down and out, instead of getting help, people take advantage of that situation to bring harm, to bring hurt. And that is not just happening in your family or in just this city. It's happening all over our world. The enemy comes to seek, kill, and destroy and try to keep us from experiencing God's goodness. But thank God he has a redeeming plan for our lives. And he doesn't leave us there, but he wants to heal us, restore us, so that we can become all he wants us to be. I went to college, and I went through my own healing journey. And I began to learn about forgiveness, learning to forgive and let go, and I was able to do that. I went on to get a degree in architecture and moved to Atlanta, Georgia, where I was a successful architect for a number of years. I had a nice house, a nice sports car. I was living the life. I actually was involved in two incredible churches. And the 2008 economy collapse happened. I don't know if you know about that. I know that season very well. I lost everything. I lost my job. I lost my house. I lost my car. I remember the day putting all of my furniture out on my driveway and basically had to give it away. And I had a short window of time to be able to make it home to my dad and stepmom's house. They were so gracious to let me live in their basement for 2 years without a car. And I don't know if you're like me, but I had a friend call me up and say, "Are you sure you're not in sin? Why would all this stuff befall you if you're not in sin?" And I remember thinking to myself, I'm going to reach to this phone in about 2 seconds. I'm really going to be in sin because I'm going to strangle you. And I remember in all sincerity getting on my knees and saying, "God, I don't know why all of this stuff has befallen me when I've tried everything in my own heart to try to walk with you and follow you." And deep on the inside, this scripture was quickened to me, the story of Job. How he said, "I go to the north and I cannot find him. I go to the south, east, and west and catch no glimpse of him. But when he has tested me, I come forth as pure gold." And I felt God speak to me and said, "Corey, just trust me. I'm doing good through this circumstance. Quit trying to figure it out and just trust." And I made a decision that day. I'm not going to try to figure this out. I'm going to trust God with all of my heart. And in this basement, in one of the lowest seasons of my life, I felt like God spoke to me and said, "I want you to set captives free." I was like, "What does that mean? I have no money, nothing to my name. I am broke as I'll get out. $25 feels like a mountain. What can I possibly do for you?" And this is what he said: "I don't need anything from you. I want you. I want your yes. I own everything. I own a cattle on 1,000 hills. I just want you. I can empower you to do anything. I just want a heart that's willing and available to do whatever I want, whenever I want. Are you willing to do it?" And I said yes. People, your yes matters. When you say yes to God, your natural abilities, the lack that you have, is all made up by God's power and anointing in your life. And he can find you no matter where you're at. So I started this free blog, just sharing out of the journey from difficulty to wholeness over the 12 years at that season of my life, what happened. And within 2 months of me launching this blog, the largest Christian newspaper company in the country contacted me. "So we found your blog. We love how you write. What would you think about writing for us?" And that began a published writing career for me. God can find you on the backside of a desert. He doesn't need your help. He doesn't need manipulating people to try to get ahead and get advantage in life. He can find you, and he is the one that elevates in his due season. Will you trust him? Will you trust him in your seasons in the wilderness, that he can grow you and mature you? So I started this blog, became a writer for this published newspaper, and I came across the work of Destiny Rescue. And it so moved me how they went undercover and they were rescuing kids out of the most unthinkable of hell. And I remember saying to the representative, saying, "I would love to write an article on your organization." And he said he loved that idea. And so I ended up going overseas on a team trip to visit their work in Thailand and Cambodia. And halfway through the trip, the founder approached me and said, "Our writer's leaving the organization. What would you think about coming on staff and writing for us?" I said no, and I came back to the States, and I couldn't sleep for 2 weeks. And God just kept ticking at my heart, "I want you to be a voice for these kids. I'm raising you up for such a time as this to defend them, to help them." When I was in that brothel, so this is fast forward. I did move to Thailand, and I did become their senior copywriter and eventually their media director. And while I was in this brothel, God spoke to me, Isaiah 58. "Corey, the fasting that I'm pleased with is not all these religious things. It's but when you clothe the naked." Are you guys willing to clothe the naked? To defend people that can't stand up for themselves, to ensure that they can dream the dream that God has put in their hearts? That is a fire that God has put in me to ensure no person has to go through sexual abuse ever again, but that they can live out their dream in wholeness and victory. But God did not waste my pain. He's now using it for great good. I go all over the country and even world sharing the message of Destiny Rescue and being a voice for children. God did not waste my pain. In fact, he used it and elevated me. So don't let the challenges and the struggles you're facing keep you on the sidelines. God wants you in the game. He wants to heal you. He wants to mold you. He wants to make you. He wants to forgive you through his son, Jesus, so that you can be in the game making a difference. Amen? So Destiny Rescue, we're an international Christian-based organization, and we rescue and restore children enslaved in the sex trade. We literally have undercover agents that go in to brothels, bars, and red light districts, putting their own lives on the line. These are very dangerous places to ensure that these kids have a chance to live an incredible life, not a life of horrific abuse in the sex trade. Some of these kids have had to be forced to have sex 10, 20, 30 times a day. Can you even imagine that if that was your own daughter or son? What would you do to fight for them and defend them? Well, these kids are crying out for help, and it has reached Almighty God's ears. In fact, some of these kids are crying out, and within 2 days, our rescue agents will be in that brothel to deliver them. That's God's heart. He's a delivering God. Since 2011, we've rescued over 2,200 children. Since 2011, we've rescued over 2,200 children. We're rescuing kids every single day. This last week, we rescued 21 kids. The week before that, 26 children. The week before that, 26 kids. The week before that, 22 kids. We've rescued over 280 children this year so far, and that number continues to go up every single day because these kids are out there, and we are willing to risk our lives to ensure that they can live an incredible life. So we rescue. I want to share a story of rescue. Two 15-year-old girls were promised work in a factory in northern Thailand. And these beautiful kids were 15 years old. Their families struggled financially. And they were looking for hope. And you know, when you sometimes are in a very difficult place, you sometimes want to just believe the best, even though there's something lurking in the background of your mind. I don't know if this is such a good idea. Many people face that decision every single day of survival. The United States is so blessed as a nation. You can go to soup kitchens. You can get welfare. There's so many systems in place that can help people. When in some of these countries that we work in, just to get the next meal, these families are struggling just to think of survival for the day. And that's where these families were. And they sent their kids out looking for work and a promised job in a factory. As soon as they got there, all their documentation was taken from them, and these beautiful kids were forced into the sex trade. If they didn't meet their quota for the day, they were beaten. And when they did meet their quota, they were paid in drugs, not cash. So there was nothing going home to their parents. They were literally enslaved. They could not go anywhere without the assistance of an older woman that would follow them everywhere. Their phones were taken from them. It's just a crazy story. One day, one of the girls escapes, and she ran to a shop owner in Thailand, which if you know anything about Thailand, Thailand is 66 million people, 1.2% Christianity. This shop owner happened to be a Christian. And the shop owner happened to know of Destiny Rescue. What is the percent chance of that even happening? Incredible. But God. Yeah. But God. God is into miracles. Yes, he is. And he wants to do them. And this beautiful girl began to share her story and with the shop owner. And the shop owner took this girl to our care. And she was so happy to be in our care, but so distraught because her best friend was still enslaved. And she couldn't live with herself knowing that she was safe, but her friend was not. And so we reached out, our staff member at the house reached out to our rescue agents, and with very little information, they took a plane ride up to this area, rented a car, and they began to pray, God, lead us to the right brothel. And the first one they went into, this beautiful young woman came up to her, and they knew in their spirit that it was her. And as they began to talk with her, sure enough, it was the beautiful girl. And they began to get undercover cameras rolling to bring prosecution against the mama-san or brothel manager who happened to sell these kids. And they noticed that there were multiple other kids in this place. And when they did a raid with an outside police department so that there would be no tip-offs of corruption amongst the police, They did a raid and they rescued 10 women, six of which were under the age of 18, between 15 and 17 years old, including that girl. And then there was four girls that were 18 years of age or older. When they arrested the brothel manager, her husband was a police officer. And there were several police officers in that area that were trafficking these kids and turning a blind eye to them. You see, if it is not for the work of Destiny Rescue, that it's championing the heart of God, these kids go on being exploited and abused and living a horrific life. But God wants His church to rise up to play their part in this generation. So when you are partnering with the work of Destiny Rescue, you are ensuring justice. You're shutting down brothels and arresting pedophiles. This is actually me undercover in Cambodia. And we were with this 17-year-old girl. She had only been in this place for a month. And she was only made to serve drinks and food. But when I came undercover and asked if she could sit with me, all of a sudden the brothel owner and the girl's older sister began to pressure her to sit with me. And you can see she's terrified. She doesn't want to do it. And through the majority of the night, she was so terrified. You could tell she had not been in there that long. And it's amazing how her older sister and this brothel owner were so quick to shove her at us that she was available for sex that night. We rescued her a week later from this, and today she's thriving in our care. That is the work of Destiny Rescue. In India, we're working in India. I don't know if you've ever been to India. India is a very difficult place in many ways. Their religion, which is built off the caste system, Hinduism, which is built off the caste system, really enslaves people or keeps people beaten down. They can't rise above the actual family unit last name that they're in, which determines what caste system you're in. So the ones that are involved in the upper caste system, it's awesome. But those that are in the lower caste systems, it's horrible. And we're rescuing kids out of the slums and the dumps, and we're giving them a chance to dream again. I was just in India in December, and I got a talk with many of these girls, and one girl said, I had no hope before Destiny Rescue, and today I'm dreaming the dreams that God put in me. Another girl said, I was Hindu, my whole family's Hindu, but when Destiny Rescue rescued me, I learned about Jesus, and I gave my life to Christ, and I went on to lead my entire family to the Lord. And God is doing an incredible work in dark places as a result of the work of Destiny Rescue. This place is called GB Road. It's near a train station that goes into Delhi, New Delhi, which is like 30 train rails across. And they're kidnapping kids from all over India and bringing them to this train station, and they walk them across the street to this area called GB Road. GB Road is like about a kilometer long. It's just shy of a mile long. And it's this is a brothel. And it's one brothel after the next. And once kids get in here, they will never see the light of day again. It's the most horrific thing you'll ever experience. It's so gross. They force women who have AIDS to have sex with customers. It doesn't matter. They treat them like it's the most vile situation in the world. And we rescued, our youngest rescue to date was 4 years old in a place just like this. This is me working with anti-trafficking police. We work with the top-level government officials and law enforcement in the countries that we work in, clear down to local law enforcement and authorities. This is in a place called Pattaya, Thailand, considered to be the sex capital city of the world. And I was working to do a raid with them one evening. But we work with law enforcement. Trying to go. Next slide. So we don't just rescue kids. We see them healed and restored in our safe homes, in our aftercare programs. So it's not just enough to rescue these kids. You have to bring healing and hope to them. You have to understand why these kids have ended up in the sex trade. Two leading causes, the breakdown or instability of family and poverty, are driving forces in almost every single story that we hear. So our organization is providing stability to their family units, or in some cases, they have to come live in some of our safe homes where they get families, like parents that model like what a healthy family looks like. But they, in our care, they'll get professional Christian-based counseling. All their daily needs are met. Their food, clothing, shelter, medical treatment. Many of these kids are pregnant when they come into our care. And we help them deal with all of that. Many of them have nightmares, and we're helping bring healing and wholeness to them in how we we minister to them and provide counseling so that they can flourish in life once again. We have about 1,000 kids in our care. We currently work in Thailand, Cambodia, Laos, India, the Philippines, and the Dominican Republic currently. And we're looking into new countries to go into as God leads and directs our steps. And then we're also in Australia, the United States, and New Zealand as fundraising awareness countries, where we're shedding the light of this issue and empowering people to partner with us in this capacity. But as we bring healing and hope, these kids get restored, and miracles begin to happen. This is a four-year-old girl that we rescued in India this last year. On the left is her being solicited for sexual acts. Hear that, people. 4 years old. She wasn't forced at this point to do intercourse, but she was being groomed to have sex with people. And this is her in our safe home. I just visited her in December, and she's dancing with all her house sisters, flourishing in life, and have a chance to dream and live out every purpose that God has put in her. That is possible through faithful giving and through partners, just like Elevate is doing. You're going to see miracles just like that happen. It's the most incredible thing. This is a story of a girl. She was rescued. The girl on the left, she was rescued, and she went through our healing process. She came to Christ in our care, and we had a salon training party. Anyone that was in our salon training program, there was a Christmas party that we had for them. And she was there, and you could see that she wanted to talk. She mustered up enough courage to be able to share her story with us, and so she was wanting to read this note to all of our staff and the other girls in our care. And with tears streaming down her face, she said this: "Thank you, Destiny Rescue, for considering my life worthy enough to come rescue. Because of you, I now know I have a Heavenly Father who loves me, who believes in me, and sent his Son to die for me. The trash I experienced, the worthlessness I felt, has been removed, and I understand I'm a daughter of the King." That is possible through the work of Destiny Rescue. Today, that girl owns her own salon, has bought her parents a home, and is taking care of their whole income off of that happening. That is a miracle. And that never would have happened if it wasn't God stirring the hearts of his people to make it possible. The beautiful girl on your right, my left, it was a girl I sponsored. I saw her. We rescued her, and she came into our care. She was one wounded girl. But she had a passion for leadership, and she could speak 6 languages. And as God began to heal her and move her and work in her, she began to flourish in life and began to lead the other girls and give them hope. And she went on and was involved in our cafe training and just blossomed into this most incredible young woman. Today, she's going to Bible college, and she's given her life to Christ, and she's flourishing as a leader in her country today. And that is a direct result of faithful giving and people that make that possible. So we don't only see kids restored, but we reintegrate kids. Our caseworkers and counselors, they discover the dreams in these kids' hearts, and they set about a course of action so that when they're reintegrated, they can stand on their own 2 feet. Again, one of the root causes of why kids end up in the sex trade and why families struggle is poverty. So if we're not meeting that need on a deep level where they can fully function on their own as young people to help their families, they'll be right back into that horrific environment. So we have our caseworkers discover what dreams are in their heart. We have vocational training programs. So within Destiny Rescue, they can become a professional certified hairdresser, a barista, a cook, a waitress. They can learn to make jewelry, which we have handcrafted jewelry in the back out here. I'll touch on that in a second. They can become a seamstress. And we also partner with government programs so that they can If none of those trades work for them, we want them to find a trade that really fits them. We'll help them do that. Or if their dream is to go on to college, we'll help them do that as well. Our job is to help them discover who God created them to be and set them on that path to fulfilling that. So that's our reintegration process. I want to tell you a story of a girl that came through our care, and she came to Christ. And this beautiful girl, Sri Nye, reintegrated last February, so not this year, but the year before. And she called back in and she said, I just want to tell you the good news of what's happening in my life. And she said, I'm now married to the most incredible man, and we have a newborn baby boy. He's everything to us. And I'm now the supervisor at a garment factory that oversees a staff of 200 and four managers. We're building a new home for ourselves. It's not too big, it's not too small. It's just the right size for our growing family. And then this was the kicker to me. She said, thank you for introducing me to the bestest God, Jesus. I now know him. When you can partner with frontlines people that are risking their lives, you are making an eternal difference. One day, you're going to stand in heaven. And these beautiful kids are going to come up to you. And they're going to say, you don't know me, but you're the reason I'm here. Your faithful giving has made it possible for me to know Jesus and be given a chance that the labels that the world has put on me have been eliminated. And I'm experiencing the unbelievable, unconditional love of God through his son. When you partner with us, you're making that happen on a daily basis for thousands of children. So I want to share a couple options with you, that some exciting things that Pastor Kyle and I have been talking about, how Elevate City Church is going to be partnering with Destiny Rescue. You can see the Elevate City Church home. It's one of our sponsor homes, but you corporately as a church are going to be supporting one of our homes. And it's $10,000 a year to do that. And your faithful contribution just by through your offerings and your tithes, a portion of that is going to be going to the Elevate City Church home that's going to be making a difference on behalf of who knows how many kids in the future. Come on, people. That's amazing. You are going to see girls like Sri Nye and Anon, the girl before, and the girl that I sponsor. I don't want to mention her name. But you're going to give girls just like that a chance to be healed and every opportunity to come to know Jesus. It's amazing. The vast majority of children will come to Christ, and we work in some of the darkest countries closed off to the gospel. So when you're partnering with us, you're really partnering with the gospel around the world. So you will be doing that in the coming days ahead. Also, you're going to be taking a team trip to visit our work, either in Thailand, Cambodia, or India, whatever you guys decide as a church. There's going to be more information to come. There's 1-week trips and there's 2-week trips, so the details are going to be worked out. But nonetheless, your church is going to be going and visiting our work. Hopefully, it's the home that you guys are going to be supporting. And what's cool about that is you're going to go interact with these kids, and you can minister to them and hug on them. You're going to go visit a red light district where literally in one that we literally rescue kids out of. You're going to be able to go see the miracles take place in our production homes and jewelry and really giving kids, empowering them for a bright future once they're reintegrated. You're going to talk with our staff, our rescue agents, our counselors, our caseworkers, our life course class teachers to make it possible to do what we do on a daily basis. So if that is you, Pastor Kyle is going to be talking about this in the future, but you guys are definitely a mission-minded church, and we want you to go see our work and see it firsthand and come back and be more determined than ever to rescue more kids. It's awesome. So those are some things that you guys are going to be doing corporately as a church. But Pastor Kyle's allowed me to share a couple things that if God is stirring your heart beyond what you're doing corporately as a church, I want to give just 3 opportunities that you guys have. Number one, the average cost it takes Destiny Rescue to rescue a child out of sexual slavery is $1,500. That might seem like a lot to some people, but for some of you in here, that's not. And could it be that God is stirring your heart to rescue a child today? If that's you, you could rescue a child just like Srinai or Anang or some of the other beautiful girls, like that 4-year-old girl that I shared. That is an opportunity. If God is stirring your heart to do that, you just make checks payable to Destiny Rescue. In the memo line, just put rescue a child, and you can give that to one of our representatives at our table in the outside. It's an incredible opportunity. Again, we're rescuing kids every single day, and we need people to help us do that. And then sponsor a home. So you guys are doing a corporate sponsor home, but if God's stirring your heart on an individual level, there's these profile cards out at our table, and it's $35 a month to support one of our homes. And if that's you, what you're going to do is you're going to pick the home of your choice. There's 7 or 8 homes to pick from. You're going to take this application out. You're going to fill that out, and you're going to hand that in to one of our representatives, and then you're going to take this profile home. You're going to get quarterly updates on what's happening in your home. But it's a chance to help kids be healed and restored and connect with their Savior and ultimately be reintegrated so they can flourish in life. We can't do that without people that are willing to put their hand up to that. So if God's stirring your heart, we would love to help. We would help you out, sign up today. By simply purchasing jewelry in the back, you're helping us rescue and restore kids. All that jewelry out there has been handcrafted by the children in our care. Once they reach a certain age, they can do vocational training, 15 to 17 years old. So when you're purchasing that jewelry, for every $12 purchased, you're keeping a child employed for a day. You can also, for all you women out there that love hosting jewelry parties and doing that thing, get your mojo on. We will ship you a box of jewelry for free. You just invite your friends. They can purchase jewelry. There's marketing materials there to help you learn more about our organization. And then whatever you don't sell, you just ship back to us. But there's a sign up out on the table out there. If that's you and you're interested in learning more information about that, feel free to do that. But those are some of the ways that you can give. I love this quote. It says this: the only thing necessary for the triumph of evil is for good men and women to do nothing. Could God have brought me here today for you to respond to God's call of yes? Your yes does matter. Your yes has eternal ripples that will go on and affect eternity forever to come. Will you play your part in this world today to make a mighty difference? Amen. Worship team, will you please come on up? I know it's quiet in here. That's okay. It allows God to move in a powerful way. Many of these kids that come through our care have discovered that there's a God in heaven that wants relationship with Him. That they can spend forever in His family. And they say, how can I be part of this incredible family where I can feel loved and I can feel like I belong? And our team says, well, you have to have a ticket. You have to have a ticket to get to heaven. And that ticket is through God's Son. God made it possible because He wants all of humanity to join Him, to be with Him in heaven. And there's something that separates all of us from God. It's sin. But in the fullness of time, God sent His Son to bridge that gap, so that it's not based off our performance or being good enough, but based off of His perfect sacrifice through His Son. Because He loves you and wants you to receive the free ticket He has for you. It's a free gift. But it's not just enough to know that gift. You have to personally reach out and grab it for yourself. And today, God is offering you that gift, just like Srinai said. Thank you for introducing me to the bestest God, Jesus. God is offering that to you today, to be part of His family. And so right now, I'm going to ask, if you've never made a decision to receive Jesus Christ so you can become part of His forever family, I'm going to pray a simple prayer. And if God is stirring your heart, there's something going on in your heart, and you know that God is tugging at it. That's God trying to speak to you. And He wants you, your name written in the Lamb's Book of Life, become part of my family. And so I'm going to pray right now. And if that's you, I want you to raise up your hand and say, I want you to pray for me, Corey, that I can become part of God's forever family. So when I count to three, I just want you to put up your hands. If that's you, if you've never made the decision to follow Jesus Christ and God's stirring your heart to do that, I want to give you that opportunity right now. One, two, three. Put up your hands, anybody. We'll wait for you. This is the most important decision you could ever make. Well, with all heads bowed and eyes closed, repeat this simple prayer after me. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart. Forgive me of my sin. I want that ticket. I want to be part of your forever family. I believe you died for me on a cross and you rose from the dead, forgiving all of my sin, past, present, and future, to make me right with you. Help me this day forward to know you and to walk with you and to discover the reason why I'm here. Help me to understand that my yes does matter. Help me to live out the race you've put before me and to leave my mark in this generation. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you guys. Thank you.